Aleph, and we always mention this, and I think it's important to restate it again and again, that we need to see all of the events of history through the eyes of Torah. B'chukosai is the outline for history in the sense that history is a feedback mechanism for Klal Yisrael. When we do good, things go well, things prosper. When we do bad, things begin to go sour, and it goes from worse to worse until we're forced to admit we were wrong. That's a pattern of history, and no event to Klal Yisrael. You can take any event that happened to Klal Yisrael, whether for the good or for not good, and divorce it from it, is being kaifa in Ashkocha. That's what Ashkocha is about. It's obviously very complex and so on, but Ashkocha, the path of Ashkocha is that the world events are feedback mechanism for Klal Yisrael. Here he goes and he takes the psukim that are toiv, the psukim that are deal with what a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give to us, and it says the hefech of it happened, and then he speaks about the psukim of what bad happens, and those psukim are dash and kipshutai. I want to focus on the middle piece, which is actually the turning point between the chelik of the teichacha that's good, the aftachas, to the teichachas. It's kolu l'shoid kirega aleichem. Your tents were given over instantly to a gzeira of shoid and kloya. Nishbu my uvachem, nishbu my lechem, and they made fun of you, the people who tortured you. Lichekchem nishpachu nafshes al lechem. The children gasped their last breath. The babies gasped their last breath on you. Because you were moyes, the words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's the end in the parasha of the positive part of the Teichacha. And then Imlei Tishmo, and he goes on to Darshan Pesukim as well. I want to stop a little bit and focus on this point. The Balkinus means he's basically adopting a medrash. The medrash says it's a psik to rabsa. V'shtapich nafsham al cheki moisa. It says when they would pour their souls out in the lap of their mothers. So the Medrash gives a terrible, terrible tiur, terrible description. Starvation was terrible, and the Bnei Sion would wander out to the marketplace to look, I guess, for food. What are you doing in the marketplace? You're an aristocratic lady, you never won the marketplace. I'm trying to get away from you. Because hunger and starvation is terrible. I can't take it anymore. They would hold on to each other. They would look for food like they wouldn't find. They would grab onto a pillar and they would die. All over. Ubnehem Yogin Chalbam. The nursing children, Hoyimahalchem Dem Ragleim, would crawl around. Bekol Echad Vechad Makesimoy, until each one would recognize their mother. Vu Oyle Venoitles Dadoy, he would grab the mother's breast, Venoistem Bepiv, and put it in his mouth. Shemishach Cholof, maybe it's going to be milk. Vu Huen Emoishach, and nothing comes. The nafshe mitarefes, he becomes wild and crazy. Vumeis al chek imoy. The kayim hashenema b'shtafich nafshem chek imoy. Terrible, terrible, terrible description. I'd like to take that picture, and I would like to move into a different world, ruchnistic world that's relevant to us. Baruch Hashem, this was Be'ez Hashem's descriptions are descriptions of Korban, but there's something that's extremely, extremely important to us. Imagine somebody comes to a doctor and says, I have a problem. My child's not nursing. Is there some technique I should learn? Is there something about convincing the child to nurse? What am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? And then the doctor asks the mother, by the way, I noticed that you're extraordinarily underweight. What's the problem? Because I'm anorexic. I'm starving. So what are you coming to me with techniques, with the child? What is it? Is the nursing the problem? What do you have to give? We're very conscious about chinuch. And there's so much emphasis on how to be mechanech and what to be mechanech and what to say. And the Torah tilitilim shel Torah is a darshan about chinuch. But do we have what to give? Yeah, we know what to say. But that's not the cooing to the child is not what gives the child milk. It's the mother's body producing of its own body milk. Dam nek of an asacholov. There has to be dam. And if there's no dam in the mother, where's the cholov for the child? If we were overflowing, if a mother's overflowing with milk, even if the child, if the technique is not right, and not all the milk goes in, but there's enough to be a maspia child. But if we are starved, and there's no chius pnimius, and there's no dam, then what are we going to turn into milk for the child? It's a waste. It's a waste of time. It's a red herring. It's the wrong place. Look in the wrong place. The starvation, this terrible situation where the child wants to nurse. The child is looking, but we're not giving very much because we're starved. That's a terrible, terrible situation. I think in the pasuk, this kin is written around Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Klal Yisrael is Yoinek Achius. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha is a certain seder advarim. Anoichi is the most pnimistic description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's not Kaddish, because it's Le'elo, 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 it's beyond. Havaya is the great Kedusha for us, the Shema Furish, and Elokecha, Elokechem, is the way it comes to us. There's a process from the most pnimistic of Mekairis to the what's available for us and what's useful for us. When we reject the Ani Hashem Elokecha, it means we want to divorce the chitzainius from the pnimius. Then that's a child trying to nurse when there's no milk in the mother. Understand, to do the right things and to act the right way and to have the right kavanas, all of that comes because there's yonika and dafka from a parent and dafka from a person being yonik. And the terrible picture of it on a physical level, the terrible picture, and what's incredible about this picture is the Medrash says each child recognized their mother. Maybe they could have gone to a strange Togayisha woman, a nurse, but they wanted dafke their mother's milk, and if the mother had nothing to give, they would starve. A child needs the milk of the mother, that the same person, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that the feelings of ruchnius, of kedusha, of toiv, of everything that's good and right should come dafke from a parent. That's needed. It could be supplemented, but there has to be a chius coming from there. And if children are desperately attached to their parents and trying desperately to get something and not getting something, then that's, in a ruchnistic sense, that's the picture that he's painted over here. Okay, now I get PC.